What if you could transform the choices you make and unlock your business potential? Every decision you make has the power to shift your path. You have the ability to make inspired choices that drive growth and sales. Get ready to tap into the innovative power within you. Now, here's your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert, Christine McIver.
What if you could shift through the maze of not chaos or bills or problems, but the maze of offers? Wouldn't that be tremendous to have that skill set to know what's going to work for you? Hello, everyone. I am Christine McIver, and I am the host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth, a podcast, TV, and live show all about business, mindset, and skills that you require and your business desires so that you can succeed. I'm really glad you're here. If this is the first time you're joining, let me tell you a little bit about who I am. I am a business optimization expert slash business coach. I love working with business owners to show them how to leverage their business with all of their creations, show them how to get everything organized and streamlined, put the systems in place so that they can actually have pleasure in their business and make money at the same time. So many business owners are creatives first, and we need to be creative for sure in our businesses. Sometimes that means it makes it hard to get our systems in place. And while we might resist systems and strategy and planning and having support around us, that is actually what creates ease in our business and has us be able to stay in the creative zone even more and have much more pleasure. So I work with you and help you to fill in the gaps, to put in the sources, to, you know, even to outsource the sources that we need to make things much more fun, pleasurable, and profitable for you and your business. So if that's something that you're needing some support on, even if it's just a little bit or it's a lot, send me an email, christine@christinemciver.com, and we can have a conversation. Let's see what it is that your business is requiring. So tonight, so glad that you're here. Tonight, we're talking about shifting through the maze of offers. And some of you might be saying, I'm not getting that many offers, Christine. And I'm going to challenge that. I think you're getting a lot of offers and you don't even realize that they are offers. But we will get deeper into that. Let me read the show notes to you and then we are going to dive right in. So as an entrepreneur, the number of offers, services, and strategies available can be overwhelming. Anybody else feel that? In this episode tonight, I'm going to help you cut through the noise and focus on the offers that truly align with your business goals. I'm going to guide you to evaluating the opportunities that fuel your growth while avoiding distractions that can slow you down. Tune in to discover how to streamline your decision-making process and navigate the maze of offers that come your way with confidence and clarity. And isn't that exactly what we need? We need to have that confidence to be able to shift through the offers. Now, let me tell you what when I think about offers, I'm going to kind of give you a bit of a list of the offers that I think about. So the offers that, first of all, that we go to are, oh, I'm getting an offer to somebody wants to work with me. I'm getting an offer to do a speaking gig. I'm getting an offer to teach a class. I'm getting an offer to go to an event, to have a table at somebody's event, to do a little intro. Different offers like that. That's what we think about when we think about offers primarily. But the maze of offers that come our way, and especially as you become more of an expert in your field, as you grow in your business, as you become more visible, the offers then extend to, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? Hey, we could help you with your YouTube channel. I receive those offers for YouTube channels at least 3 times a week. Offers of, oh, we could help you get your website be better. We could help you to make sure that you've got the right process in place for your email services. We have an offer to work with you to teach you all about AI and to get your AI up to stream in your business. We have an offer for programs that are going to streamline your business, which is telling you absolutely nothing. People are sending you offers all of the time. Now, you might say, wait a minute, that's not an offer, that's a sales pitch. But it is an offer. And it's an offer for you to work with them, not necessarily them to work with you. It's an offer for you to hire them. It's an offer for you to take advantage of their area of expertise and their services. And when you are in a business, when you're in your own business, there are some amazing offers out there that could really align with your business and make a huge difference. When I think back to some of the offers that I said yes to and some of the things that came along that were really great that took me to that next step and that next level, it made a huge difference. It really did. But for every offer I said yes to, there was probably at least 30 to 50 offers I said no to. And there were some offers I said yes to that today I wouldn't say yes to. Why? Well, first of all, I know better now that I've gone through that offer, now that I put out the money and then I hired the people, right, for that opportunity. Yes, Christine, you wouldn't have known that unless you did the offer. That's absolutely true. But I'll tell you the thing that is key, the litmus test that you need to be using for any offer is your gut. And it's simple and it's not simple. So that's the tool you need to be using. But what we really need to be doing when we're using that tool is we need to be learning more about us, about our business. We need to be learning much more about what we really require. So you're going along in your business, you're doing the best things that you can be doing, you're working every day. And I know tons of self-employed people, lots of people in their own business, and many of them share the same challenges. There's more work to be done. There's not enough hours in the day. I'm getting pulled in too many directions. I'm not making enough money, yet I'm working even harder. Or nobody can do the work the way that I can do the work. You know, a lot of us creatives and us entrepreneurs, we're also control freaks. And while that is a really good ability to have when you are starting out, it's not a great ability when you want to grow. You need to be able to, we all need to be able to recognize what is something that I should be doing and what is something that I should have other people join my team to do. Now, if you're a very young company and it's just you and you don't have any team members at all, that can be a really scary proposition. I'm not making enough money, Christine. How in the heck can I hire somebody? Well, I'm going to tell you very, very quickly that if you don't hire somebody, you're never going to get bigger. And the fact of the matter is you're a human being. You can only do so much work. And if you are trying to grow your business and you're pushing yourself, you're pushing your body, you're pushing your business more and more every day, eventually it's going to catch up with you mentally, physically, and psychologically. That is, you're going to then go into burnout. You might go into deep depression. You might actually completely walk away from your business because it's really draining you on so many different levels. So when you want to grow, you need to be able to let go of the reins a little bit and bring people onto your team. That doesn't mean that you need to be investing, you know, a salary of $5,000 a month for somebody on your team. Absolutely, you can begin small, but you've got to start to let go of those reins so that you can grow your business and you can have the time to focus on what really is going to grow the business. What's going to grow the business is for you to be focusing on creation, R&D, research and development, and sales. Those are the big things that you need to be focusing on. Of course, you need to be executing on your services, absolutely. But in order for you to grow, you need to have more income, more revenue coming in. Well, in order to do that, you need to, as I said, the litmus test, in order for you to be able to utilize a litmus test, in order for you to be able to really evaluate whether an offer, whether it's an offer of a sales, you know, they want you to hire them, or for you to do a speaking gig or even to go on somebody's podcast, you have got to have a very clear picture of your business, where your business is today. That includes your financial picture of your business. Where is the money coming in from? Where is the money going out? What does it look like for the last 6 months? Where have I been growing? Have the expenses grown? Have I evaluated the expenses like I should be doing at least, you know, once a quarter, at the very least once a year, evaluate those expenses. Some of those services that you maybe said yes to at one time may no longer be efficient for you in your business. Sometimes I've come across businesses where they might be paying for two or three different services, and they forgot to actually cancel different services. So we need to be evaluating that. So you've got to get your financial house in order. You have to have a really good picture of that. Then you need to get your creations in order. Do you know all of the things that you have created? How long have you been in business for? If you are working a 40 to 60 hour week and you're a creative, then you are absolutely going to have lots and lots of different creations that you more than likely have forgotten about. For instance, do you have different documents that you've created, different lead magnets that you've created? Are they in your computer? Are they in Google? Are they in Canva? You know, where do you have these stored? And do you have an inventory list of all of these items? Do you have a CRM program, that system that you're utilizing, that you can organize all of your emails, you can organize all of your newsletters, where you can organize your contacts and then you really know when you need to be reaching out again and again to people? Do you have these things organized, or are you running, trying to catch yourself every single day? Now, this can be a very big job, a very big job. And I don't want you to beat yourself up. I don't want to encourage you to be working 70 hours a week if you're already working 60 for sure. But this is something that, you know, I've talked about in previous business, in previous shows, that, you know, how do you grow for the future while you're so busy today? It's a must. You have to. You have to be growing for the future and planning for the future. But you can't do either if you're not organized. And if that's not your cup of tea, hire somebody that can help you get organized. But the fact of the matter is, if you don't know everything that you have, right? If you don't have a buffet sitting in front of you of all of your inventory of your creations, and you don't have a complete picture of your financials, of where you are today and what you're going to require for the next 6 months, how can you make an evaluation of your offers? And here's the challenge, my friends. When you don't have this thorough picture of every aspect in your business. Now, I don't mean that you have to have it all done, but at least a really good picture of exactly what's going on. When you don't have that, you can go into scarcity mindset, you can go into fear, and you can go into, oh my God, I'm failing, and you're reaching out for a lifesaver. And that lifesaver might be the most recent offer that's come by your table. And guess what? That may not actually be the thing that's best for you. And how do we know if it's the best? I'm going to go back to that thing that I said before, your gut. You need to be able to take a real reading on something. You need to trust your intuition, to trust your gut. But when you are drowning in all of your technology and all of your creation and all of the chaos of your systems and all the things you're trying to do every day, you're not going to get a clear read. You're not going to be choosing which offers are really in alignment with you and your business, because you're drowning in everything else. We're going to dive into more details on this, but stick with me. If you've got any questions, come on over to inspiredchoicesnetwork.com /chatroom where we can interact. You can ask questions and I can certainly answer those questions for you. And if you're listening to this after the live play, do send me a message, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com, or comment wherever you see this recording, and I will definitely respond to your questions. But the most important thing here, my friends, is for you to understand that this is about you. Every single thing I'm talking about tonight is about you. It's not about the offers. It's more about you. Until you get very clear with yourself and you get clear with your business, you're not going to be able to actually see the truth of that offer for you. All right. We will be right back after this commercial. You're listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth with your host, Christine McIver. That's me on the Inspired Choices Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Yeah, back to the program. Back to tonight's show. We're talking all about shifting through the maze of offers. Now, if you're just joining, I want you to go back and listen to the first segment of tonight's show. It really sets the stage on what is an offer and how do we begin to shift through those offers. I want you to know that if you are in business, you're getting offers. You may not realize that you're getting offers, but you're getting offers. And while most entrepreneurs want to become more visible, they want to become more known for their area of expertise, which is, I'm all about that. I'm all about promoting you and getting you out there and really showcasing your expertise. I often say, until your voice is added to the conversation doesn't truly begin. You bring your special ingredient to the world. And if you're thinking about an idea, if you are working in your, you know, in your own zone and you're coming up with creations, but you're not bringing them out there, please know that someone is waiting to hear about your creation. Someone is waiting to read that book, to listen to that podcast. They want you out there. So definitely you want to get visible. And just like a celebrity, the downside to that is people start to come towards you. People start to bring you offers. Maybe you're receiving lots of emails. Maybe you're receiving messages on LinkedIn. Maybe you're receiving messages on Instagram or Facebook, right? This is happening all the time. As you grow your business and you grow your visibility, you are going to become someone that people see and that they will start to say, maybe I should contact this person. Hey, I'm just going to send this person an email. Things are more sophisticated today, right? They can send us all sorts of ways of sending us messages. We know that, you know, automation and AI has us in people's groups and they start to send things out. I'm not criticizing any of that. What I'm inspiring and hoping to inspire you to do is to learn how to shift through all of that. All right. There are amazing people in the world making amazing offers. There are people that have come up with like mind-blowing technology, mind-blowing ways of operating, efficient, loving, kind, inspirational ways to support you in what you do and so that you can support others in what they do. You know, in order to have a successful business, you're not going to be able to live in a silo all by yourself. We need to be connecting with people from a networking, creating, you know, sharing our expertise, hiring each other, all sorts of different things. We don't live solo on a solo planet. You can't operate like that. In order to be successful, you need support of other people. You can't do it all. You can't be everything to your business and have pleasure and ease as well. In today's society, it's different. It's much, much different to having an online business, to operating your business primarily online, even if you do have a what do you call it? I can't think of the word, like a brick and mortar. It is very, very different. But still, even when you haven't been online, maybe your business isn't online, maybe it's completely brick and mortar, you're still not operating in a silo. You still have suppliers, you still have customers, you still have services that you're hiring for. You know, it might be a consultant, it might be a business that maybe you just take your bookkeeping and your taxes to once a year. You're still working with other companies. You're integrating their services with your services, and this is how we grow. Well, in order for us to be able to make very good decisions, really to be able to discern between the ones that are just pushing and the ones that actually contribute, we need to turn down the noise. And in order to turn down the noise, we've got to get clear with ourselves. And that takes time and effort and work. A few years back, I'm going to try to remember, I think it was like 4 years ago. Time goes so, so quickly. But it was about 4 years ago. My business was ready to grow. And I had a conversation with someone for like 15 minutes and she contributed to me. I never ended up hiring her. I did attend one of her 3-day events, but she spent 15 minutes with me. She gave me a 15-minute call, and what she contributed to me in that 15-minute call was tremendous. It changed my business, and she shared with me very bluntly the challenge that I had and where I needed to focus. Well, when I got out of my ego, because of course my ego was bruised. It was a little bruised, which it happens, you know, but I recover. And as soon as I did that and I realized what she was saying and what I needed to do, it required, I think I was 8 months shifting and getting clear with things before I was able to launch the new direction of the business. It really required me to get clear about my finances, to get clear about all of my services, and to break down step by step the pricing of everything and really look at the new services, what new services we could be offering, and what the prices needed to be on there. So guess what happened when I was doing that? A lot of I discovered that I was undercharging for services. It was costing me money. In some instances, I was making about $5 an hour for some of the business that I was offering. As I started to identify this and said, oh my gosh, like I'm definitely not charging a proper price for this. And I was working with a business consultant at the time, and he challenged me that where my prices needed to be. And oh my God, the crap that came up, the belief systems, the bull that I was buying into about my value, about what was reasonable, about what people would pay, like all of that noise that everybody, I believe, goes through at some time or another. That was my biggest challenge. I needed beyond a shadow of a doubt, I needed to get through that so that I could really see where my business was. I could really see where my business needed to be if I was going to continue my business, because there was a few times in that journey where I really challenged whether I wanted to continue to do it or not. And then once I started to get clear about, yes, I do want to continue the business, and I got really clear with myself about what was required to change everything and where the prices needed to be, I needed to do some deep personal development work. Deep personal development work. I had to get beyond these program belief systems about my value, about what it was that I offered. It had nothing to do with the actual service. It had nothing to do with the marketplace. It was really about me. And so I needed to get really clear with that. And I needed to get really in alignment with the truth of who I was. And I needed to get into alignment with the truth of what I was bringing to the marketplace. If you are not in alignment with the essence of your being, with the truth of your worth, if you're not in alignment with those things, and if you are still struggling with your belief systems about yourself, with your value, with your struggling with backwards thinking about money, or you're anywhere in fear about money, or there's anger, any of that's coming up, I can tell you, that's what's driving the show in your business, and you're not going to be able to really hear clearly the offers that are out there. This is critical work, and I can't say this enough. It is critical work. The noise that is in your head and that's going to be actually driving your decisions are your lack, are your program belief systems around where your value is at and where your worth is at. And this goes for things that are maybe much more money than you would ever consider spending, right? You may have an offer on the table from somebody, maybe it's a coach, that can clearly see where things are at for you and can see how you can move through that. That offer may come to you and it may scare the hell out of you because it's much more pricey than you would ever pay. But my friends, you can't say yes to that offer if you are deeply in the noise. You've got to get clear. You've got to know the truth of who you are and where you are at. And you've got to get clear about where you want to go. And, you know, I think that we are all reaching for more. I think that it is a really natural human experience. We are always reaching for more. Well, in that reaching for more, we've got to continue to grow who we are. And so in order for you to be able to be in that space of reaching for more and being clear who you are, you've got to know your landscape of who you are and what's true about you, what your triggers are. You need to know, have all these details about your business. And this is a big endeavor. This is a commitment to you and a commitment to your business on a very larger scale. And it can feel very daunting. It can feel very overwhelming. But let me ask you this. Have you ever, or maybe I should say, how many times have you said yes to an offer and then regretted that offer? How many times have you said, yes, I'll be on your podcast and nothing came from it? How many times have you said yes to doing an event and you invested money in this event? Maybe you put up a table, maybe you bought all sorts of marketing material and you went to this event and it was flat. It was just money down the tubes, right? What happened to you after the event? What happened to your body? What happened to your belief in yourself? What happened to how you talk to yourself about yourself? Yeah, someone in the chat room says so many times. Exactly. The reason that we are doing those things is not just to learn from them, but we're doing those things because we are not clear. We have not got clear with ourselves. We're going to go to our next break. After that break, I'm going to dive into a process of how you can start to get clear with your business. And I'm going to always talk about doing personal development work. We'll talk a little bit about that as we go through there as well. But, and then in the third segment, we're going to talk about the offers. But my friends, I really want you to lean in. If this conversation is uncomfortable, suck it up, buttercup, because you deserve to have peace and joy and pleasure in your life and in your business. And I absolutely know it's possible. The road can be rough getting there, but it's totally, totally possible. And stick around. And again, if you have any questions, please reach out, Christine@ChristineMciver.com, or join us in the chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You are listening to Inspired Choices for Business Growth tonight, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network, our home platform. My name is Christine McIver, and we'll be back right after this break.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMciver.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back, my friends. Yes, tonight we're talking all about shifting through the maze of offers. And in order to get to those offers and to really decide which ones are going to be an asset, which ones are going to be a contribution and a value to you and your bank account and your business, we got to get clear. And as I was talking about in the first two segments, we got to get clear about you. We got to get clear about your business. And in the earlier segment, I talked about an experience that I had and what I needed to go through and what I had to really lean into to get to that next level. And it was such an important experience for me. It really, you know, here's what's going to happen when you start to dig into up level is your crap's going to come to the surface. And when your crap comes to the surface, my friends, it's going to be crazy. And you're going to feel sometimes like, oh my God, why did I do this? I promise you it's worth it. I promise you that what you're going to do and what you're going to invest in is going to be so, so important. And such, when you get on the other side of that development, when you get on the other side of that up level, you're going to be tired, but you're also going to be grateful because it will have shifted you into another level. I've often said this as well, is that in order to up level your business, you've got to up level yourself. Your business is only going to go as high or up level to your personal level. It's never going to be above you. Okay. One, you couldn't handle it. Two, the universe, I believe, doesn't give it to you. And three, you wouldn't know what the hell to do with it anyways. If you did, you would probably run screaming to the mountains. So it's so important that you do this personal development work. It's critical and it's nonstop. Sorry to tell you, you're never going to get there. You're going to be in there all the time, whether it's developing your compassion for yourself, grace for the things that you've moved through, whether it's education, whether it's learning how to be kinder to others, whether it's learning how to really unlock trauma from your past, whatever these things are, if they're buried, they will come out. And usually when they come out, they're going to make havoc in your life. So better you step up to the table and take a hold of it and take control of it in your time than be, you know, really surprised by it. And this is what can happen. I'm not necessarily talking about real traumatic things, but you can be very surprised by things from your past that you've not worked through, that you've had buried, and they will impact every area of your life, including your business. Your business will likely start to show the bruises before your personal life. But either way, you need to take care of yourself, and you need to take care of developing, continuously developing who you are and up-leveling your abilities. And just your humanness. Like, we need more kindness in the world. We need more kindness towards ourselves. I think that's first and foremost. You know, hurt people hurt people, and hurt people also hurt themselves. And you deserve to be happy. You deserve to have love and comfort and joy in your business. You didn't come into body, in my personal opinion, you didn't come here to suffer and to be miserable. Why would we choose that, right? You didn't just get born. It wasn't happenstance. And I know that's not about business, but I want you to get clear with your mindset, because when you get clear with your mindset, you're going to be able to dive into your business in a completely different level and with so much more clarity and vision. So here's the exercise that I wanted to talk about. One of the really cool exercises, especially if you are in, you're a solopreneur, even if you have like less than 10 team members, I want you to carve out at least one day a month where you sit down with your team, whether you have team members or it's just you. I want you to sit down and away from your desk is best. And I want you to have a boardroom meeting. How the hell can I do that, Christine? There's only me. Well, you can. What you really want to do, even if you have, like, let's say you have a business book, right? Take your business book and write on a separate page on each role that you have in your business. So first of all, you have the creator, right? That's oftentimes, like I said, the entrepreneur's primary or first position is the creator. Then you've got the research and development. So we've got the creator, they've got these ideas, and then they have to take it to the research department to research out what's possible, what's required for that creation, right? And then they go into the developmental stage. Then you have to take that to the marketing team. What do we need to do to actually get this out to the marketplace? So you've got to get the marketer, right? There's three roles. You've got to look at what it's going to cost to create this, what it's going to cost to deliver this to the marketplace. So now you have to talk to the finance team, right? So you have to go over to the finance team. Then you need to look at who's going to actually execute this. Does this individual have the skill set? Maybe with this idea, the skills, the executor, the service person, maybe they need to up-level their skills. Maybe they need to take a new course, right? So you need to have conversations with the executor, the service provider. Then you're going to need to look at what additional resources do we need in the business. So you may need to speak to the tech team. And then you may also need to talk to the team who are doing the PR work or the the VA. Maybe you have a VA and they need to be doing X, Y, and Z in this. Perhaps there's a lot of different pieces creation. Maybe you're putting on a course. Maybe you need to have a video editor. Maybe you need to have a voiceover. Maybe you, you know, all these different roles in your business. Maybe the person that writes your copy for your newsletter or your blog, or people that are writing for your marketing promotions. You need all these different roles at that table. Now, when you have this boardroom table meeting, you want to look at where are you with those roles? Do you, you need to have all those roles in your business, but if it's just you or you have two or three people, who's executing all these roles? Who is, are those roles even being executed, right? You might be really great on keeping track of your bills and your invoicing. You might be really great at that, but maybe you really lack, you know, creating a blog or creating copy for promotion so actually people know that you're out there, right? I would dare to say that no one solo person or somebody with three or four people are executing in all of these areas. So therefore, there's balls are being dropped. And when there's balls being dropped, you're not being as successful in your business as possible. Okay, so you have the boardroom meeting, and then you find your gaps. You see where you're being successful, and then you evaluate where the gaps are. Okay, great. We have a gap. Then we need to start to look at those gaps and decide what it is that we need to be doing to fill those gaps. That's where you're going to look. Your personal development is going to come into the picture, because you may start to really feel like insecure, or maybe you're going to self-sabotage with lies to yourself. Maybe you are going to feel like, oh, there's no way I could hire somebody for that. And you're going to start to shut that down again. All those things can come up, my friends. So be gentle and kind to yourself through this process. Once you decide what the gaps are and you know what needs to be done, then you need to create a strategy to execute on those plans. And you need to get very clear about the truth of what's required and how to execute on them. Now, let's get back to the offers. You've got a clear plan now. You know exactly what you're willing to do, what your business requires you to do. You know what the budget is to do that. Now somebody knocks on your door with an offer. Guess what? You're going to be able to evaluate that offer so quickly because you're clear with yourself, you're clear with that area of your business, and you're clear with your strategy moving forward. This is how you are able to start to shift through the offers. This is how you're going to become a master at really evaluating where your money goes and the expenses and what you can take on in the business and what you can't. You're going to become a master of your time because you're just not going to entertain these offers that are going to pull you away from your business and away from your strategy. You see, if you don't have a strategy in your business, you are going to be pulled in every direction. You're not going to know when you really need to say no and when an offer is something that could be an absolute gap filler for you. You've got to be in alignment with yourself, and you've got to operate from integrity, the integrity you have with yourself and the integrity you have with your business. If your business could talk, what would your business say about you, the owner of your business? Would, if you are the boss of your business and you are the primary worker of your business, would you fire you as the CEO, as the owner of your business? Would you fire you? Would you invest in you? Or would you like be completely lost? We've got to have these times of evaluation. We've got to have these times of truth telling with our, even if it's just with ourselves. Now, if you're overwhelmed and you're not sure what to do, and this is like really triggering you, I want you to know one of the best things I ever did, and I could tell you there's so many people that would echo what I'm saying right now, is if you don't have a business coach that you're working with, you're not growing as fast as you can be growing. You're not moving in the direction of your dreams and your desires as fast as you could. Because a business coach is there to challenge you, to guide you, to support you, to cheer you on, and to be a truth teller. Not to beat you up, but to have you face what it is that's hard to face on our own. It's so easy to ignore what's going on in our head. We just tune it out. When you have a business coach, you hire them so that they hold you accountable and that they help you to grow even when it's uncomfortable. This is number one, my friends. You have to have a business coach if you want to grow your business. And I'm one of those business coaches. I'm one of those business coaches that will hold you accountable, that will lay out the strategy, that will speak to you on a regular basis, and that will say it direct. I'm going to be harsh with you sometimes, but I'm there doing what it is that you want me to do. I am going to do my damnedest to make sure that you succeed at what you want to succeed at. That's what lights me up, and that's what I get paid to do, and that's what I love to do. That's my favorite job that I do. In all the jobs that I have in my businesses, that's my favorite job. Now, we're going to go to our last break. If this show is speaking to you, and if you know of other people that this show could be supporting and helping, would you please go over to iTunes and give it a 5-star review? I would be incredibly grateful. It makes the world of difference when people see that other people are enjoying it, and it helps us to get that message out to more and more people. So go to iTunes, search Inspired Choices for Business Growth, or just put that in your search bar and it should come up very, very quickly. And I'd be super, super grateful for that. All right, we're going to go to our last break of the show. Again, I'm Christine McIver, your host of Inspired Choices for Business Growth on the Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
What if every business decision you made was aligned with a clear vision for your future success? Imagine the impact on your growth and profitability. On Inspired Choices for Business Growth, business optimization expert Christine McIver challenges you to focus your decisions on the bigger picture, helping you align your actions with the future you want for your business and yourself. With her expert insights and no-holds-barred approach, Christine guides you to optimize your business strategies for sustained growth and success. Ready to make choices that drive your business forward? Tune in now to start shaping your future today.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Inspired Choices for Business Growth with business optimization expert Christine McIver. To participate in the program, join our live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also make the choice to ask or comment by email by sending to Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Now, back to the program.
Oh my gosh, these shows can go very, very quickly. Thanks for sticking around, everyone. Thank you for tuning in and being willing to hear the tough stuff, because it's not always easy. So we've gone through what it is that you need to be doing for you, and how important it is that you get clear with yourself, and how important, like essential it is that you get clear with your business, where your business is at, what's going on in your business, and how you need to get organized. It's so paramount. Then we talked about really what one exercise that you can be doing every month to get really clear. It's such a cool exercise because when you do that exercise, you force yourself, it may feel like a game, but you force yourself to look at that area of the business and really look at what needs to be done. If you're anything like me, you might end up with a very long list of things that need to be done. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you keep shifting and moving forward. Here's the thing. As a human being, your desires are never going to stop. You're always going to be reaching for another desire. You never fully get there. You just don't. You're always going to have more desires. That's the human experience. I think in your business, as we grow, as we continue to evolve in our businesses, there's always going to be more things that need to be done. When you can get to the space of knowing, okay, there's always work, excellent, we want work, and there's always things that need to be done. When you get to the space of feeling overloaded and like you're drowning in it, that is a huge signal that you need to get organized, that you need to hire someone, that you need to get clear about your skills as being the CEO in the business, not just the service provider. This is where you really grow your muscles in your business. And when you are operating in alignment with yourself, with the values that you have for yourself and what it is that you want to accomplish in your business, and you know that your business is lined up for success, then you've got the integrity and the clarity and the conviction to be able to receive offers without being ghosted into something that you shouldn't be doing, overwhelmed, sucker punched into finances that you certainly can't afford, not today, maybe down the line. This is what is so important. Now, here come the offers. I want you to start asking yourself questions about these offers. Again, you got to do all that other work first. But here's a question. What is it about this offer I'm interested in? What is it about this offer that will contribute to me? What is the impact of this offer on my strategy for my business? These questions, well, you don't need to have 100 questions. These questions are so essential. When you are you're asking these questions and you are really being clear with yourself and your business is clear, it's so simple to understand what to say no to and what to say yes to. Now, saying no sometimes is really uncomfortable. Saying no sometimes can make you feel like you're going to hurt some people's feelings, maybe some people that are friends of yours. Saying no to some people may put you in the firing line. But you know what? As long as you're clear with yourself, you're going to be fine. You're going to be totally fine. Saying yes to some offers may scare you. Saying yes to some offers may actually stretch you. Saying yes to some things may actually have you kind of freak out. There's a good comment in the chat room saying no, you may also feel like you're going to be missing out on something. When you're clear with yourself and you have your strategy and you continue to check in on you, you'll move through this with more grace and more ease than you can imagine. That's the maze. The maze is actually inside your head. The maze is actually inside of your business. If you don't handle all this, these offers that are coming in, they're going to pile up and pile up. And I will tell you, more often than not, you're going to start saying yes to things that you're going to turn around a year, 2 years, 3 years from now and say, you know what, I never should have taken that course. I never should have hired that person. I never should have done this. I have talked to so many business owners that again and again and again, when we've done this type of work with them in our business strategy work, when we've done this and they started to look at what it is that they hired and paid for, they can get really clear around seeing how that was never in alignment with for what their business really required. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I know this was a lot to unpack. Again, reach out, Christine@ChristineMcIver.com. Let's have a conversation. Next week, red flags in business, what to be looking for. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. I really appreciate it. Remember, you can always make another choice. Be kind to yourself, give yourself grace, and know that you're meant to be here and your business chose you.
Thank you for tuning in to Inspired Choices for Business Growth. Christine McIver will be back next Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Be sure to join us again for you and your business. Until then, remember to make the choices that align with your true desires. This is your business, and it's time to create the future you truly want.